Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus.
What a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see.
Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York could hardly have found a better torchbearer for its Helsinki on Broadway series, which continues this Sunday, March 24th, with a legend of the stage, Donna McKechnie, and her new cabaret show, Same Place, Another Time. Best known for her Tony-winning and iconic role of Cassie in A Chorus Line, McKechnie is now touring her new show, which is about New York City in the 1970s, and features songs from figures as varied as Jim Croce, Peter Allen, and Stephen Sondheim. She will also remember Marvin Hamlisch, a friend and collaborator dating back to A Chorus Line, who died last year. No stranger to the WAMC listening area, McKechnie starred in Williamstown Theater Festival's 10 Cents a Dance 2 summers back. She's also appeared on Broadway in State Fair, On the Town, Company, Promises, and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, in addition to several credits on the screen.
I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd.
And it's a pleasure to welcome Donna McKechnie back to the area and back to the Roundtable. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Ian. Thank you.
So start off by telling us how you came up with the idea for the new show and what it looks like.
Well, there's a new lovely place in New York called 54 Below, which is actually on the same place under the theater there where Studio 54 thrived in the early 70s. And I thought, wow, this is a great new place. All, you know, it's wonderful, wonderfully done with from Broadway designers and sound people. And I thought, how great to celebrate that era, because that was Chorus Line, and New York was in kind of a depression, but there was a lot of exciting things going on. And as I started it, I loved revisiting, and it became like a memory of going back in time, and then it turned into something else, which is so much fun when you put these shows together. It turned into more of a personal story about growing up at that point in time, and it became a musical deja vu, I like to call it.
Well, you previously did My Musical Comedy Life, which was purely, you know, an autobiographical look. But it's interesting that this one didn't start exactly as that, but has morphed into that direction.
Yeah, it did. The Musical Comedy Life was wonderful. I still do that all over. But it kind of is a great platform to recreate numbers I've done in shows. But this one is a little more personal, perhaps, in that it reflects a certain time in my life, but I'm looking at it from the vantage point of right now, the present, and it also gives me an opportunity to, the heart of the piece, I guess, would be about Marvin Hamlisch and how that was such a special time, that relationship, knowing him since he was just out of Juilliard, and then all these years later in the 70s when we got together in the workshop for A Chorus Line, and how the music came about and the songs. And I like to pay tribute to him. So that's kind of the heartbeat of it in the centerpiece, really. But it's really about that personal growth. And sometimes when we look back, we remember the good things that we went through in a certain time and place. And then sometimes other memories come back that we didn't really expect to come back. So I love the drama of that, and that gave me kind of a hook, you know.
Well, is New York, in your mind, the 70s tied strictly to music? I mean, is it the songs that bring you back there? Is that
you know, it's like as I say, one line I'll lift is perhaps my most compelling relationship now is New York City. People who have, you know, come from all over the Midwest, you know, and try to fashion a life here, and it's a fantastic city. There's nothing like it in the world. So you have this kind of love-hate relationship with it. In fact, that's the name of a song I do called Love Hate New York.
And when you're putting something like this together, how many songs do you actually consider? Is it a huge list that gets pared down, or did you have very specific ideas of what had to be involved?
Well, I honestly, this came about in such a different way than anything I've put together. This is the fourth show I've put together. And it started to be one thing, and then it kind of turned into something else, as I discovered. So the material, the music initially led me to the story. There are certain songs that I love and certain things that I wanted to talk about that time of my life. And as it evolved, certain other songs came to mind. I mean, I'm doing like two Irving Berlin songs. I didn't expect to do that, you know, but these are great songs that fit a particular moment that I was trying to, go create.
You've talked before on this very show about when you are touring a cabaret show, how you enjoy working with young people. And I wondered, you know, what kind of advice did you get when you were one of those people drawn to the stage?
Well, I remember Ruth Gordon telling me once, she was a big fan of A Chorus Line, and she and Garson Kanin, they came about 10 times, and she said, at the time, she said, I'll just tell you one thing, don't sleep past 10 a.m. in the morning. And I never quite understood what that meant until lately, I think. I think she was joking but not joking. What she said is like, and what I tell students, people who want to go into the theater, just keep studying, you know. Don't sleep the day away. Don't, because you can have a lot of downtime where you're maybe not working some 8 shows a week. So you have to always study, always keep open to learning and improving. And that's good advice Bob Fosse passed down to me and all of us in his last production of a national tour of Sweet Charity. He was like a father telling us to take care of ourselves, don't compete with each other, and make yourself a better, not just a performer, but a better person every day. You know, you can stay in this business. You can really be in it for, your whole life if you keep growing and learning and don't take it for granted.
So how have you changed in the time since, the 1970s when this cabaret takes place as a performer, as an actor, as a singer?
Well, I'm still going to ballet class. In fact, I'm sitting here talking to you, and my muscles are killing me right now. But it's something that, in transition, I'm a realist. You know, you can't. I mean, as long as I can dance or move, I will. You know, and I always try to. And that's one of the reasons I do these shows, so that I can keep singing and dancing. And even if I don't dance, you know, the way I did, you know, and take up the space, because some of these places are smallish. I call it dance illusion. I'm always moving. I'm creating theater as much as I can in I call it more theater cabaret, because that's my training. That's my background. And that's what I love, to tell stories through song. And then that personal reflection really can engage an audience, and they can relate to it and identify with it and have their own version of my experiences. That's the great part, to work with an audience like that. So I've changed a lot. I mean, in one way, I had stage fright, so it sent me to therapy for the longest time. And I even put, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but I even put a session in my show to reflect on that time, you know, when I was having a difficult time. So it's my own little personal reflection, my unresolved conflicts that I'm able to resolve and sing about it.
I was reading the review of your new show in the New York Times. They loved you, as usual, but mentioning all of those topics that you bring up in the show, and I really thought that it was a very human thing that you're doing in relating to the audience, and something that many performers try to put a wall around, and they don't want to bear everything about them to an audience. But for you, it seems like the autobiographical side of what you do is so important.
Well, I call it the half-reveal, all-conceal method. I don't want to reveal. That wouldn't be interesting. I mean, too much information, perhaps. But I do love the humanity in theater, and the writers, and how, you know, the human condition. It's certainly what Chorus Line is about, and Joe Papp, you know, was our champion to that his whole life was about the human condition in theater, and I just love that. It's given me a lot, and when I get good feedback from people, it's a great connection. I'm selfishly enjoying it anyway when I can look eye to eye with a person sitting right there, and it's great. It's really great, but it terrified me in the beginning because I thought, oh my gosh, I have to use my own. No one's writing these lines. I have to use my own words, and the spontaneity of it is really what's exciting. Being in the moment, and the audience feels that, and they're there too in the moment. That's a very exciting thing. Once I got to the other side of the fear.
You know, you were talking about how much work it takes to stay up on stage. What is it that still keeps you there? What is it that you haven't gotten sick of the preparation part? I know we've caught you in the middle of rehearsals, and you're very busy to get the show into shape, to tour it. I mean, what is it that still keeps you out there?
Well, it just makes me feel so alive. It's living and breathing it, you know, but not living in a bubble. You know, it's like that's the best part of getting older, I think, is having the respect for that, your sense of reality. You know, in the show I say I no longer look for happy endings. I like a little spontaneity in my day. You know, you could think about and have dreams, but if you keep, you know, living in a box about it, you know, so insular and isolated, that's something I really appreciate now, being in the world with other people and appreciating, you know, being confident enough to see somebody else and appreciate what other people do.
Donna McKechnie brings her new cabaret show, Same Place, Another Time, to Hudson for Club Helsinki's Helsinki on Broadway series this Sunday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Donna McKechnie, it has been such an honor to speak with you, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, Ian. My pleasure. Take care.
Play me the music. Give me a chance to come through. All I ever needed was the music and the mirror and the chance. Give me a job and you instantly get me involved. If you give me a job, then the rest of the crap will get solved. Put me to work, you would think that by now I'm allowed. I'll do you wrong. Throw me a rope to grab onto. Chance to look forward to saying, hey, listen, they're playing my song. Play me the music, give me a chance to come through. All I ever needed was the music and the mirror and the chance to dance.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.